Drugs of a different sort. Prisons are rife with drugs, or so we're told. The government has been telling us for a long time now they're tackling the drugs problem on the streets. But how can we be expected to have faith in their ability to clean up the streets when recent figures show they can't even keep drugs out of the prisons? On the line is Liam Herrick of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Hello, Liam.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Thank you for coming. I mean, this is in the papers, you know. I mean, this is what they're saying today. How can you clean up the streets when you can't even keep prisons clean?
Well, I mean, in some ways, I suppose we shouldn't be surprised that there is such a drug problem within prison, given that a very high proportion of people who go to prison would have had serious drug problems before they're convicted. In the context of our prison system, where you have severely overcrowded prisons, the task of keeping drugs out it becomes almost impossible. And, you know, you should bear in mind that there's no prison system in the world which is successfully stop drugs getting in. If you have a very high demand for drugs among the prison population, there are obviously very strong incentives for people to get drugs in, and invariably people succeed in some sort of ways.
Okay, but you know, we've seen these situations before where it's reported in the media, well, they went into Mountjoy, they found a bunch of flat screen televisions and mobile phones and communications devices and every sort of drug. That's not what prison's there for.
Well, I mean, I think the incident about flat-screen TVs and stuff was a very specific incident in relation to Port Leisha prison, which had a different regime, I think, for a long time.
But it's a prison.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, I mean, Port Leisha, I think, had operated in a slightly different capacity because there were categories of political prisoners in Port Leisha.
Ah, well, hang on a second. Sure, geez, they're criminals.
Well, Dave, I mean, I think the point is that there wouldn't be any other prison in the prison system, and certainly not even in Port Leisha now, where people would have flat-screen televisions in.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. But I mean, what we're talking about is people whom, you know, the public get very exercised about crime, the level of murders, all of these things, rape and so on, and what they don't expect to see, with the best will in the world, and I don't see how anyone could stand over any of this, what they don't expect to see is the lads living a life of some comfort, number one, and secondly, having availability of more drugs available to them than there would be on the streets?
Well, I think there's two separate issues. The idea of comfort in prisons, I mean, we have some of the worst prison conditions in Western Europe, and the conditions are completely inhumane in relation to lack of toilet facilities, showers and so on, very cramped, violent prisons that we have. That is one issue which has been screaming out for attention for years and has never been addressed. The issue of drugs in prison is not one simply of prisoners benefiting from the availability of drugs in prison. There are a large proportion of prisoners who are trying to get on with their lives and break habits of addiction. And
shouldn't we have a regime where there's absolutely no drugs in prison?
Well, I mean, this is the official policy for years, and there's been a complete failure to do so.
But you operate from a different perspective. I just want to try and nail this down. You operate from the perspective where you're talking about the humane thing. My personal view, I don't care how warm their showers are, personally. But there you go. And I'm not so sure too many listeners would be worried about that. But this is a different situation altogether. This is the fact that not even, you know, that so many drugs get into the prisons, people are not doing their jobs properly on that level.
Well, what I'm saying is
I just want to put out our text line, 53544, because I know it gets our listeners going.
There's a danger in underestimating how difficult it might be to stop drugs getting in. You know, I'm not sure that there's any example of a prison system anywhere in the world that has successfully eliminated drugs getting in. But there is a different issue here as well. I mean, yes, certainly the one thing that prison could do successfully for people that are in prison is get them away from addiction to alcohol or drugs that they might have had on the outside. That might very often be the cause that they got themselves into trouble in the first place. And where that type of facility exists, where you have a drug-free prison environment, that provides a great opportunity for breaking that cycle of destructive behavior that people have. Our prison system doesn't do that. Our prison system doesn't do that for a number of reasons, but if you have overcrowding, for example, if in Mountjoy you have four men sharing a cell, and there's three men trying to desist from a heroin habit, but somebody has smuggled heroin in, it makes it almost impossible for people to break away from that pattern. So we have a prison system that can't meet that target of a drug-free environment. We have the nonsense, I suppose, of drug-free sections of prisons, where, you know, one would imagine that the entire prison should be drug-free, but that isn't the reality that we have at the moment.
Okay, I met some prison officers once who said they were happy enough for them to be all stoned out of their heads half the time.
Well, I mean, that's not the official policy, you know, but whether in practice it makes overcrowded prisons easier to manage or not is a different question. You have to bear in mind, too, that the majority of prisoners are on methadone treatment programs in some of our larger prisons as well, and methadone is essentially the same substance as heroin. So, you know, there is a contradiction, if you like, about having a policy of trying to stop illegal drugs getting in and being content of having a large proportion of the prison population availing of essentially the same substance in a legal form. And, you know, if our only response is to put people on methadone in prison rather than trying to give people constructive drug treatment that gets them away from their addiction, then you really have to wonder if you're only deflecting the problem for the future.
And do you find yourself in a difficult position where you're trying to advocate on behalf of prisoners, effectively, or the prison system in terms of its improvement, and the fact that the public out there are not really behind that kind of reform?
No, I'm not sure that there is that tension, because I think what the public recognises that our prison system at the moment doesn't work. And in the specific case of drugs, we have a major problem of very often people coming out of prison with more destructive drug habits than they had when they went in, which is a real indictment of a system. And it's nothing that can be turned around overnight, but that's not in the public's interest anymore either, because if prisoners are more likely to commit offences when they come out, well, that obviously is endangering the public. So if we had more humane prison conditions, if we had resources put into drug treatment, such as drug counselling and so on, then I think the public could be confident that the system might make society a little bit safer. But at the moment, we are in a downward spiral, there's no doubt about that. We have had in the last week a prison officer convicted for bringing drugs into one of our prisons. And I think that is an isolated incident, but it does show the demand for drugs in the prison is such that it's almost inevitable that people will find ways of getting them in.
Okay, Liam, thanks for being on the line. We had a call there from Willie, a taxi driver, who says that prison officers do bring them into prisons, and in fact that's supported by what Liam was saying there in relation to that criminal conviction. What do you think? You can call us, actually, 1854 104 94 or 53544 is our text line.